The program for Monday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for Today. It's really nice to have you with us as we start another week of broadcasting. The scripture I point you to today is scripture that is familiar to all of us. I'd like for us to read this section of scripture and then point out our truth, our thought for the day. In Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 1, let's read this together. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenus was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his wife, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. That is our scripture reading. I'd like for us to think about that last verse, when she brought forth her son in birth, and he was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger because there was no room for him in the inn. No room for Jesus. Seems like there was no room for Jesus from the very beginning when he came into this world, at his birth. He had to be born in a manger, as it were. And then there was no room for him in the nation. He had to flee into Egypt, as Joseph and Mary later left, as Herod was going to kill the babies. This seems to be the story throughout the whole life of Jesus upon this earth. Although he was the King of the universe, the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, while he was here, he was never officially recognized. Yes, there were moments of popularity when he fed the multitudes and when he spoke to them about other things. But when he got down to the matter of spiritual food, it was another story, and they followed him no more. For example, in the 6th chapter of John, Jesus preached a sermon on the bread of life. And in John 6:53, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you." We find other things he said there. And then down there in verse 60 it says, "Many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, said, This is a hard saying, who can hear it?" And then in verse 66, "From that time many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him." Yes, they had no room for Jesus. They had no room for Jesus. This was the story from the beginning. And well did Isaiah speak in Isaiah 53, verse 3, about Jesus. "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not." Men had no room for Jesus. In Matthew chapter 8, we read here verse 20. "And Jesus said unto them, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." This seemed to be the story throughout the ministry of Jesus, except a few times of popularity. But when he got down to spiritual matters, it was another story. We finally read in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, these words that very well fit into what we're saying now. John chapter 1, verses 10 and 11. "He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not." No room for Jesus in the end. And this seems to be the case throughout his whole life, even as he was in the world and was made of the world, and he came unto his own, and they received him not. We want to think more upon this theme of no room for Jesus. It seems like man had no room for Jesus when he came into this world, and it's been the story ever since. We'll bring out spiritual lessons on this tomorrow. Thank you for listening today.